Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. We are continuing our studies in the fourth chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches says, Im eno makir, o she'eno baki behalacha. So this traveler on the road, if he doesn't recognize a landmark, or if he just doesn't know the halacha, Va'amar shevisasi b'mekomi, and he says, let my Shabbos dwelling place be where I happen to be right now, then he acquires for himself a dwelling place with 2,000 amos in every direction. Agulos, and these tchumim that we set for ourselves are round. Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. This is the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim say, Meruvaos, they are square. Ketavla meruvas, like a square board or a tablet. Kadeshiyehe niskar lezavios, so that he can benefit from the corners. Let us look in the Barton Uro. Bim enu makir, if he doesn't recognize the landmark, ilon ogader, a tree or a fence, as in the previous Mishnah. Osh enu baki behalacha, or he doesn't know the halacha, he's not proficient in Jewish law. Venu yodea sho yoil lo kishiyomer shivisasi b'makum kloni. He doesn't know that he can designate, I want to make my Shabbos dwelling place over there at that point. He thinks he has to do it where he is. V'amar shivisasi b'mkomi, and he says, therefore, let me my Shabbos dwelling place just be where I happen to be. Zachalo makomo. He has acquired his place for himself. Agulos, these tchumim that we make are round. Deba'ari miklat deminayhu yofinan apayim amas shel tchum Shabbos ksiv, because we learn the tchum Shabbos from the laws of the Ari Miklat, and regarding the Ari Miklat, it says, "Zehi yelachem megarshei ha'arim," that this is what should be for you for the people who are exiled, etc. Leze atan nosen peos dahainu zavios. These get the corners. The Ari Miklat get the corners. V'yatan nosen peos l'shvusei Shabbos. But Shabbos dwelling areas don't get the corners. That's the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. V'rabbanan debo merubaos darshei zel ribui. And the Rabbanan, who say that you do get the corners, they are using this to make it greater. They are including this. K'zehiyu kol shavusei Shabbos. They're saying that just like in the Ari Miklat, similarly the same law should apply for all the Shabbos dwellings. V'halacha k'chachamim, and we do paskin like the chachamim, that you get the corners. K'tavla meruvas. It's like a square tablet. Kasaf harambam. The Rambam says, you can't make a perfectly square area. Tana kadavla meruvas. Then it says like a square board. Klomar kaderech shebnei adam regilin lereva afalpi she'enim meruva betzimtzum. Just like people would make a square board, even though it's not perfectly square, it's just not within human skill to carve out a square board. Still, it's good enough human ability to make it as square as possible. Niskar Sazavios, so that he can benefit from the corners. Arba hapeos shabak sono shel meruva haodfos al haegol shabasocho. So the four corners, the diagonals add area to the circle that's circumscribed in the middle of it. So from side to side would be 2,000 amos in every direction from the midpoint, but from the midpoint to the corners is going to be somewhat more because those diagonals are now squared out. Mishnah Tes. V'zohi she'amru, and this is what they said, ha'ani ma'ariv meraglav, a poor person, someone who doesn't have the funds to use bread, can establish his erev, he can make his Shabbos boundary using his feet. Amar Rabbi Meir says, anu ein lanu ela ani, we only know that a poor person, someone who doesn't have food for two meals, can do this. Rabbi Huda Omer, echad ani ve'echad ashir. Rabbi Huda says, a poor person and a rich person, everyone can do this. Lo amru ma'arvin bapas, elahak elaha ashir. They only made the rule about establishing the tchum using food for someone who has money in order to make it lenient for him. Shlo yetze v'yarev baraglov, so that he shouldn't have to go out and walk the distance. He can send someone here, put this food under that tree or in such and such location. Again, let us look in the Barton Uro. Zehu sha'amru, this is what they said. A case similar to the one of a person who's on the road and doesn't have bread with him. So an ani, for our purposes, is either someone who doesn't have any money or someone who's just away from home and doesn't have access to the things he would normally have. Dahashta anihu, because now he's considered a poor person. Lo hitiru chachamim la'arev baraglav. So the chachamim permitted him to establish his Shabbos location using just his feet. The sfira leila Rabbi Meir, ikar erev bapas. Rabbi Meir feels that the main erev is by placing the food. Vekulahi the iklu gabe ani, and it's a leniency that they made for someone who just can't afford to leave that kind of food laying around. O misha ba baderech ve'eni mopas, or someone who's traveling and doesn't have such a thing with him. La'arev baraglav. So those, they made a leniency that he can establish the erev with his feet, being there physically. V'Rabbi Yehuda savar ikar erev baregel. But Rabbi Yehuda feels that the main way of making an erev is by being there, walking to the place and letting it become Shabbos on you. V'kulahi the ikilu la'ashir, and it's a leniency that they made for people who have money. She'eno yachol leilech baraglav, who's not able to go physically. L'shloach erevu al yidei shliach, he's able to send his erev to have it placed there by a messenger. The halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Ubein Rabbi Meir, ubein Rabbi Yehuda, shavim heim, sheha omer shevisasi b'makom ploni, enu kone shevisa b'oso makom sha'amar. And they both agree, whether you say that the main way of making an erev is by placing food there, or the main way of making an erev is by being there, they both agree that you can't just say, let my erev be in such and such location. That does not acquire the place for you. Ela im kein ani, obo baderech she'eni mopas. That only works if you are poor or traveling and don't have money. So that's not an option. You can't just do that as a third thing. That only works in the case of someone who has no ability. Someone who has the ability must send the food to be in the place of his erev. And even saying that my erev will be in such and such place, or my Shabbos dwelling will be in such and such place, that only works if there's time for him to actually get there. If he runs, he can get there before Shabbos, before nightfall. But if at the time when he says, let my dwelling be established in such and such place, is not time to get there, lo kana shem shvisa, then it does not acquire a dwelling for him. So he's got to have all these things going for him in order to use this method. He's got to be able to get there, and he's got to lack the food. That is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this chapter with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph.